AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking charge of the cleanup of that toxic Ohio train derailment.
The Norfolk Southern train derailment has upended the lives of people in East Palestine, Ohio.
We're not going to leave this community behind. We're not going to leave this community to manage this aftermath alone. We are with you.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern must take all available measures to clean up contaminated air and water and reimburse the federal government for a new program to provide cleaning services for impacted residents and businesses. If they don't do it, the EPA will step in.
Conduct the work ourselves and then force Norfolk Southern to pay triple in cost according to the powers granted by my agency.
Regan says he knows the order cannot undo the nightmare that families in East Palestine have been living with.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
I'm Ed Donahue.
After visiting Kyiv yesterday, President Biden had this to say today in Poland.
As Ukraine continues to defend itself against the Russian onslaught and launch counteroffensives of its own, there will continue to be hard and very bitter days.
But he says Kyiv can count on the West.
The United States, together with our allies and partners, are going to continue to have Ukraine's back as it defends itself.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a State of the Nation address, announced Russia is suspending its participation in the 2010 New START, the last remaining U.S.-Russian nuclear arms control pact. Survivors of the earthquake that jolted Turkey and Syria 15 days ago are dealing with more trauma and loss. A 6.4 magnitude quake struck last night. More than 45,000 people were killed in the earlier one, but so far the known death toll from the latest is just 8. Back in this country, economic news, the National Association of Realtors reports home sales fell in January, the 12th month in a row. This is AP News. Would you subscribe to a restaurant? Some are trying. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Customers are willing to pay monthly subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, and even toilet paper. And now some restaurants are betting they'll do the same for their favorite meals. Large chains like Panera and P.F. Chang's, as well as neighborhood hangouts, are increasingly experimenting with the subscription model as a way to ensure steady revenue and customer visits. Some offer unlimited drinks or free delivery for a monthly fee. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer each time you visit. They're following a trend. According to the personal finance app Rocket Money, the average American juggled 6.7 subscriptions in 2022. That's up from 4.2 in 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
People just have a certain punch in their step.
Jennifer Jones is known as New Orleans Dance Lady.
I'm going to have a great day. And we hope to have that every day, but Mardi Gras Day is that day.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.